President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Maro Group CEO Ashish Thakkar officially opened South Africa's first smartphone manufacturing plant in Durban today. This comes just over a week after Maro opened a similar facility in Kigali, Rwanda. The manufacturing plant in Durban is based at the Dube Trade Port Special Economic Zone. The investment comes after Maro committed last year at the Presidential Investment Conference to invest up to $100 million in the facility. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Ashish Thakkar. He's the CEO at the Maro Group. Thank you very much, Ashish, for joining us. This is a very exciting development indeed. So just tell us what's in the plan initially, what volumes are you going to be producing of the Maro phone? And along with the Rwanda plant that you launched recently, are these volumes going to be providing primarily for the African market?
Thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure to be speaking to you. And yeah, we're very excited. We had a very successful launch today. So we're finally manufacturing smartphones on our continent, which is something we're very psyched about.
Nice.
So the idea is, we have definitely designed the products to serve our domestic, regional, and continental markets. So it is primarily for Africa. Even though we do have a lot of distribution inquiries from around the world, which we will be fulfilling and as well. But our real core focus is to make sure that our home markets are strong first and then look at the rest of the continent as well, taking advantage of things like the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement and other trade agreements that exist.
Absolutely. This is a prime time to invest. But of course, as you heard my commentator just before you, there are concerns around electricity and so on. So now, when you made this investment, did you also build in that a contingency plan for when we have power issues?
Absolutely. I mean, the reality is, as we all know, our continent and some of our countries do face challenges. These challenges are not permanent. I mean, when we even go through power issues, they're not going to stay there forever.
Yeah.
And I think anybody looking at doing manufacturing on our continent needs to have a long-term lens. If anybody looks at the continent with a short-term lens, we're not worth investing, and neither is it worth investing anywhere in this particular sector.
Yes.
So I think with that long-term perspective, we are still very, very optimistic that this is going to work out very well, and we encourage other high-tech manufacturers to take our continent very seriously, because this proves we can manufacture high-tech stuff in a proper manner.
Yeah. So how many jobs are you hoping to create in this process of the factory? I mean, it's up and running. You obviously have people there already. How many jobs are you creating, and what sort of level of skill are these people going to have within the next 3 to 6 months?
So brilliant, brilliant question. So we've already got about 200 people that we've employed in South Africa, of which, and you're going to love these statistics, of which 66% of them are women,
mm-hmm.
and 94% are youth. And all of them are trained on the electronics and electricals side of things. And the youth were skilled, trained, but unemployed. So it just shows you our markets are ready for these kind of projects.
Very exciting indeed. So the location of the factory must have been a big selling point for you. I mean, it's located at the Dube Trade Port Special Economic Zone, making it very easy to access other markets.
Exactly right. I mean, it's strategically positioned to distribute across South Africa, but also very easy through air and sea to export to the rest of the continent and beyond.
Very importantly, Ashish, what's the sort of price points that you're going to be looking at in terms of, what are people going to be paying? We know what Apple retails at. What's a Maro phone going to be retailing at?
Yeah, so that's what we're very excited about. I mean, it's extremely high quality, really, really good specs. And the price, the retail price is 2,999 Rand and 3,999 Rand. And we're in advanced talks with a lot of partners such as telecom companies, banks, and large retailers to actually create bundles for a few hundred Rand, which makes it even more affordable for our people.
So you're starting with phones. What then stops you from perhaps doing tablets thereafter?
let's conquer the phone market first, collectively as Africans, and then we can think beyond.
One day at a time, as they say.
Absolutely.
Ashish, pleasure talking to you, and all the very best with the project. That was Ashish Thakkar. He's the CEO at the Maro Group.